Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Trivial Warfare. We are the podcast that takes the pub quiz out of the pub and brings it home to you. My name is Jonathan, and today's show is brought to you by Loot Crate. Loot Crate is a monthly subscription box service for epic geek and gamer items, as well as pop culture gear. I'll be sharing more about how you can get your hands on an awesome Loot Crate later in the show. Today, we have a fantastic show for you. We have an all-pop culture show. Now, I know you guys have been asking for that for a while, so I've finally gotten the questions together to do this. And we have some very funny ladies on to try their hands at this pop culture show. We have Anna Lind Thomas and Kelly Mano. Hey, guys, how are you doing?
Good.
So, Anna Lind Thomas, you are the host of the Ha Ha's for Hoo Ha's podcast. Tell me about that and tell me what's going on in your world.
Well, the Ha Ha's for Hoo Ha's podcast is the official podcast of my website, Ha Ha's for Hoo Ha's. It's just a funny website for women. And so we discuss a lot of the hot topics or the hot stories that are going on the website and what's more popular. And sometimes I go into rants about my favorite Netflix, you know, series or documentary, whatever. So it's just a really funny podcast for women, and we have a really good time.
Are men allowed to listen?
Men are allowed to listen, and I do have quite a few male fans. So fellas, hop on board because it's hilarious. I think we talk about vaginas a lot. That might actually be causing them to go somewhere else. I can't help it. It pops up in every podcast. I don't know why, but you know, so maybe that's why I don't have quite as many men, but we accept them fully.
Usually that's good for men. I've never met a man who's not ready to talk about it.
Well, you'd be surprised. There's a limit.
Oh, okay. Oh, you must be getting clinical. Okay, I got you. All right, and Kelly Mano, you are the host of the Kelly Mano Show. So tell us about the show.
So the Kelly Mano Show is sassy, classy, and a bit smart assy. That is the tagline I go with. I like to tell people that my show is a little bit like a car wreck that you can't look away from. Once you start listening, you're addicted to it. So it's kind of like a reality show on the radio. I incorporate my family a lot. I've got 3 kids, 2 dogs, and a pet pig. And I've got a co-host who's 7 feet tall. His name is Hoss. We're kind of like a traveling podcast circus. And so we talk about everything from pop culture to what we did over the weekend to what my kids got in trouble at for school that week. So it's a lot of fun, and I hope people will check it out.
Is Hoss really 7 foot tall, or is that an exaggeration?
No, Hoss is 7 feet tall, and I'm 5 feet tall. So we look absolutely hysterical together.
And what is the pig's name?
The pig's name, well, his official name is the Notorious P.I.G., but we call him Piggy Smalls for short. So, and he's awesome. He lives in our house just like a dog. Like, he sleeps in our bed, and he's potty trained, and he rings a bell to go outside and go potty, and yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
He rings a bell?
He rings a bell, and at any point in this interview, you're probably going to hear him snorting outside the door, because his bed is in here, and that means he wants to come in, so.
That's fantastic. All right, guys, well, it is time for Warm It Up, Chris.
What up, Chris?
I'm about to.
What up, Chris?
That's what I was born into.
Now, I've got a list of oddball names that celebrities have really named their children.
Hey.
I'm going to give you the name, and you need to name the celebrity whose child it is. Your first one, Blue Ivy.
Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Beyonce and Jay-Z is correct. Good job. Kal-El. Who named their kid Kal-El?
I don't know that one.
I'll give you a hint. Kal-El is Superman's name.
Dean Cain?
No, it's not Dean Cain.
Kal-El is Superman's name. I don't even know what that means.
Clark Kent?
Well, okay, so Kal-El is his original Kryptonian name.
Oh, I see. Now we're getting into territory that...
Yeah, I know.
Oh, so that's not even a real person. That was like a movie question.
Well, so no, this person named their kid after Superman's Kryptonian name is what I'm saying. You ready for the answer?
Yep.
Nick Cage.
Really?
Nick Cage is a huge Superman fan, and he named his kid Kal-El.
Weird.
How do you Poor even kid. Spell that? Is it like
K-A-L-E-L?
Nice.
Oh, that's a bad idea. That's a bad idea, Nick. Don't do that.
Mm-mm. This might be a worse idea. Who named their child Pilot Inspector?
Jason Lee.
Wow, look at you. Jason
that's
Lee
good.
Is correct.
That's
now,
really
Now, that's
good.
Terrible. That's Inspector spelled with a K
yeah.
and not even a C.
See, now we're getting stupid. It was like stupid to begin with, and now we're going to change the C to the K. No, all right.
Okay, who named their kid Sage Moonblood?
Not Alyssa Milano. Maya Valak. No.
No.
What was the name again?
Sage Moonblood.
Alicia Silverstone?
No.
It's one of those crunchy mamas.
Actually, I'm looking for a dad in this case.
Oh,
Sage Moonblood is a boy, by the way.
Oh, it's a boy?
Yes.
I swear I saw this on People magazine or something.
Do we give up?
Yep.
Give up.
Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, okay.
Sylvester Stallone named his boy Sage Moonblood.
Well, my son's name is Rocky, so I can't. I always say that when I named my son Rocky, I gave up all rights to make fun of other people's kids' names. But
what about Moon Unit and Diva Thin Muffin?
Diva Thin Muffin.
Somebody named their kid Diva Thin Muffin.
Dweezil Zappa.
No, that's another one of the kids, actually.
Oh, Frank Zappa.
Oh, then the dad Zappa.
Frank Zappa, yes, Daddy Zappa. Can you imagine going through life as Diva Thin Muffin?
No.
I mean, God, I can't even imagine. Okay, a couple more.
I have enough time, obviously, with my maiden name being my middle name. I don't know what they go through, like having to spell that. They're like T-H-I-N-M-U-F-F-I-N to like everybody, you know.
And then Terrible. A kid always pick on you by calling you Diva Thin Mints, and oh, it's just bad. Okay, the next one. The child's name is Moxie Crime Fighter.
Jason Lee again.
No.
No?
Not this time.
I tell you what, if this is the level of the questions, it's going to be a lot of me just talking out loud because nothing, I can give you like Apple and Moses.
I know, I thought Apple would be the first one asked. Okay.
Okay, so who? Give me that last name again.
Moxie Crime Fighter. It's a first and middle name.
It's probably another musician.
It's a guy.
It's a magician, as a matter of fact.
Chris Angel.
The one who got...
No.
The one who got eaten by a tiger.
Well, that would be sad.
Wait, they're not a magician, really.
No.
Blaine, David Blaine.
It is Penn Jillette.
Oh,
from
weird.
Penn and Teller.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah.
Moxie Crime Fighter Jillette.
What's the Gillette? Is Gillette a part of the name that he gave him? So it's like threw in like a razor at the end?
No, Gillette's his last name.
Okay, I was hoping so. I thought Penn and Teller was like Cher and Madonna. I wasn't sure. Okay, got it.
Ah.
All right.
Who named their kid Bear Blue?
I don't know. I don't know that one.
A rapper, a singer.
I heard somebody say this person's name earlier.
I was thinking it was a country singer.
No, it's an actress.
Sonya Moon Frye. Alicia Silverstone.
Alicia Silverstone.
Yes.
See, it was in there.
If you just start naming the weirdo crunchy mamas, you're gonna get in one of them right.
What is a crunchy mama?
It's like health food, vegan.
They bless their kids till they're 19, and you know.
Is that an official term? Am I that far out of date that I've just never heard of crunchy
crunch
mama?
That's the thing.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
oh
it's the kind. It's where like you have chickens in your backyard. You are super super healthy to the point of like crazy.
Oh, this is like granola crunchy. Is that
granola
where it's coming
crunchy?
From?
Exactly. There you go.
When I had my son, I invited another mom for a play date, and they were about 4 years old. And I said, "Let's meet at McDonald's." And the mom said, sure. So we show up at McDonald's and I ordered the Happy Meal for my kid and sat down. She brought her own cooler of like berries and seeds and would not. And I'm like, why didn't you just tell me that you didn't like, because I don't care how other people parent your kid, but don't make me look like an asshole, you know? Yeah, her kid, like, literally sat there and ate, like, rabbit food in McDonald's.
Let me tell you something. I just saw Forks Over Knives talking about Netflix docuseries, which is about, like, going vegan, and I was actually pretty convinced. And so I was like, you know what? I can never go vegan, but I'm going to give this a try. Within an hour, I was eating chicken without realizing it. So I can't even – it's like I was, like, eating a chicken – and I thought – I was like, oh, this is – I could eat like this all the time. I was like, wait a minute. There's chicken in this.
Yeah.
So, you know, I can't even – I try, but at the end of the day, I just want to enjoy my life.
Yes.
And if I die 2 years earlier, then you know what? I went out strong.
There you go.
All right, guys, before we get started, I wanted to let you all know that all of today's questions were written by listeners. So a big thank you to John Bell, James Bell, Jeff Bim, Amy Ningen, and my boy Chris Hollister for sending me questions to use for this show. I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
You're thanking them, but whether or not Ann and I thank them will be determined by the end of the show.
Right.
Yeah, no, I think you're going to hate them, just to be honest. That's okay with me. Okay, round one. Now, this is where you don't blurt out anymore, okay?
Okay.
Okay, round one. Category one is dance.
Okay.
What dance craze, currently popular in the Carolinas, does Wikipedia describe as resembling proper sneezing etiquette?
I am locked in.
All right, she's already written it down.
There's a dance move with proper sneezing etiquette.
Yep, and I can demonstrate it for you too.
Is it is it like this or whatever? I feel like I've seen that. I don't know. The only word that's coming into my head is dubstep, which that's probably wrong.
Is that your answer?
I don't even know what dubstep is actually, now that I think about it.
Okay. Kelly, what did you say?
The answer is the dab.
That's right. It is dabbing. The dab. The clue there, popular in Carolina, is because Cam Newton, the quarterback for the Panthers, was doing it after every touchdown this year.
Yep.
See, I don't like Cam Newton. That's why. See?
Oh, boy. Yeah. Kelly jumps out to a 10-0 lead. Nice start.
Yes!
All right. Category two is reality television. What TV show originated in Japan as a show called Money Tigers? I want you to give me the American name.
Money Tigers.
So I must have an reference over here.
I have like a guess, but I don't know for sure.
Money Tigers.
All right, you've gone ahead. You've written it down, Anna?
Yeah.
Okay, Kelly, you can go ahead and start talking.
I have a guess. My guess is Deal or No Deal.
Deal or No Deal. Okay. Anna, what did you say?
Shark Tank.
You said Shark Tank. And why are you thinking Shark Tank?
Money and animal. And Shark Tank is...
That's a good guess. If you're wrong, I'm impressed.
Okay.
Thank you. Well, thank you.
You don't have to be impressed because she's actually right. It is Shark Tank.
See, guys, I knew something.
Nice job. Have either of you ever watched Shark Tank?
No. I watch a whole lot of nothing.
Oh, yeah, me too. Okay. Last question of the first round. Category is literature.
Ew. Like the stuff you read?
The books.
Oh, Jesus. The only thing I read is People Magazine. But let's go.
Well, you might get your answer from People Magazine. You never know.
Okay.
What best-selling author used the pseudonym Robert Galbraith for a 2013 novel?
Locked in.
All right. Anna says she knows the answer.
The only author I even can think of right now is J.K. Rowling, and she's a girl, and that's a boy pseudonym, but that's my guess. J.K. Rowling.
Okay. Anna, what do you think?
It's J.K. Rowling.
Is it really?
It is.
Nice job. It is J.K. Rowling.
Woohoo!
And then nobody bought the book. And so then they came out and they're like, just kidding, this is J.K. Rowling, buy it. And I don't even think that helped. Then it was too late is pretty much how that worked.
Actually, what happened is she didn't want it to be leaked. Somebody leaked it, like, inappropriately, and she ended up, I believe she sued the company. Because she wanted to see if she could make it on her own without it being her name, without it being Harry Potter. And so that was her chance, and they screwed it up for her.
I remember being at Barnes & Noble, and it was like latest from J.K. Rowling with like that guy's name. And then I was like, so the guy's name didn't work out, so now we're coming clean. But that's actually, you got to respect her for it. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
I'm like, quit trying to be so artsy-fartsy. You're a millionaire. You're talented. Freaking keep doing what works.
Okay. After the first round, you guys are tied 20-20.
Wait a minute. I got one right, and then we tied two of them, right?
You got two right. She got two right.
Oh, okay.
20-20.
Did I mention I'm very competitive and that if I lose today, I will probably not sleep well for like a week?
Yeah.
Anna, you might want to let the Wookiee win.
Yeah. You know, well, I mean, I can't suck on purpose. I wouldn't even let a 4-year-old win, like, you know, checkers. I'd be like, in your face.
I am the same way. I have no mercy with my children. I'm like beating them in Candyland and then flipping the table like, what?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay, well, so this is going to get
all right.
This is going to get
serious. This is going to be. Okay, well, round two, your first category is fashion. A little black dress, a string of pearls, and some simple pumps are items that should be in every woman's wardrobe, according to a famous quote by what iconic fashion designer?
Locked in, but I don't know for sure.
It's just the first one that came to mind, and you're going with it, huh?
Yep.
Well, I know who wore that, obviously, but I don't think that person was a fashion designer. But I've got a good guess. So if she's locked in, I'm probably wrong, but I'll say Audrey Hepburn.
Okay. Anna, what did you say?
Coco Chanel.
The answer is Coco Chanel.
Yeah. Good girl.
Nice job.
I'm going to flip my iMac over.
No, don't do that.
It's done yet.
Don't do that. There's plenty of game left here. All right, category two in round two is television.
Okay.
Kerry Washington stars as Olivia Pope in what acclaimed television show?
No, Kerry Washington. She is in, it's a political show. You want the name of the show, right?
I want the name of the show.
All right. I think I know who this is because I have a friend who is actually a guest star on the show. My guess is Scandal.
Okay, you think it's Scandal. Anna, what did you say?
I said Scandal.
And we both said Scandal. The correct answer is Scandal.
Ding, 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 ding. Woohoo!
Nice work.
You do a great job with the anticipative pause. Yeah. You keep me up, like every time I'm like, oh, God, I got that wrong. I thought I knew.
It's something that I developed on accident, actually. It's when you have people in the room with you especially, it's really fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Category three in round two is memes.
Okay.
What is the moniker of the unexpected breakout star of the 2015 Super Bowl who became a champion for lovable losers everywhere? Remember, the category is memes.
Anna, are you locked in yet?
No, I'm not locked in. I mean, it's like crickets are going on in my mind right now.
Oh, no.
No, it's vacant in there.
This is like my thing that I should know, you know. Super Bowl 2015. I'm trying to think of all the memes that were big last year.
I know.
A lovable.
I don't even remember a lovable nerd as a meme. So,
can I ask exactly what moniker means?
Name.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know it was name either. I thought it was more like slogan or his line or whatever.
No, yeah. It would be a nickname typically, or what you would call a person or thing.
I'm gonna say pass. I don't know.
Okay.
I have to pass too. I have no idea.
The moniker that you were looking for is Left Shark.
Oh my gosh!
Don't you remember Left Shark?
You didn't say that. I thought you said commercial.
I said breakout star of the 2015 Super Bowl. He was part of the 2015 Super Bowl.
Okay.
The thing I loved about that meme, though, was that I remember watching it being like, what is going on with that other shark? Like, he is, like, so right. And so the fact that, like, everybody else noticed and it became this thing was pure magic.
Yeah, no, I thought we were thinking commercials. So, all right.
I read an article the other day, and it said that, and I don't know, this might be total BS, right? But they tried to say that that was totally intentional, that Katy Perry had asked the person to be uncoordinated and off step just because it was such a wacky halftime show anyway, with all the animals had faces and the fruit and the trees had faces. And
I
so
I have to say that it's popular. Worked. It's possible, because when I was in high school, I was a junior in high school, a bunch of my friends dared me to pretend like I forgot my palm routine and just screw the whole thing up on purpose, and I did. And then it got back to the coach that I did it on purpose, and I got suspended from the squad.
Oh.
Yeah.
If it was last year, you could have been a meme.
I know, right? I was ahead of my time.
Really? Well, after two rounds, very tight game, the score is 40-30 with Anna in the lead. All right, round three. Your first category is movies.
Okay.
In the movie Inside Out, what's the name of the primary human protagonist?
Uh-oh.
I just saw this for the first time the other day, by the way. That's why this question found its way in here.
Are you allowed to tell me what a protagonist is?
I can. It is another word for hero or good guy.
Oh, the hero. Okay.
But let me read the question again. Let me read the question again, and you listen carefully, okay? In the movie Inside Out, what's the name of the primary human protagonist?
Oh, human.
I just want to be clear. We're not allowed to Google, right? Because
no.
I have been really tempted. My phone is like right here, and I'm like, oh, God, I could find out in like one hot second.
Wait. Do you know why we do video?
Oh, so people
make sure people aren't cheating. That's
you
smart.
Got it. That's the only reason I do video.
If you see me looking at my crotch, it's this piece of paper because, I have nothing else to write on. Well, I'm out of space on my thing, and I only have one arm, so I had to balance this on here and then write like this.
I wasn't judging.
So I
didn't see Inside Out, so I'm like totally out on this
one. Oh, no.
You know, I did see it, but I mean, I don't pay attention to my kids' movie. I'm just going to say Sadness.
Sadness. Okay. So the primary human protagonist of Inside Out's name is Riley.
Okie dokie.
Riley is the girl whose head they were living inside of.
So close, Kelly.
Right on top of it.
Sadness was one of the heroes of the movie, but Sadness was an emotion, not a human.
All right, when are we getting to the questions about Britney Spears and Justin Bieber?
I want to talk about Britney Spears' meltdown. When do we get there?
Oh, I don't think that's going to happen. I'm not a Britney Spears guy.
It was in 2007. It was a green umbrella.
I'll take your word for that. What was a green umbrella? Is that
that's
the name
of a
drug?
That's what she used to, like, destroy the car.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotcha. I do remember the shaved head. That was intense.
That was the same time. That was 2007.
We were on pins and needles. Remember, she had like crazy eyes. She was looking at herself in the mirror, and then she came outside crazy with an umbrella.
Well, one of the promos for my show is, the older I get, the more I understand Britney's 2007 meltdown.
You made her sound like a bad guy on Batman. She comes out with an umbrella. She's like, ah, see?
She did. That's exactly
it was close. And like Amanda Bynes could never live up to that moment.
No.
And I'm not saying she was trying, but she never had that Britney moment where it was like pure crazy. Well, she did appear crazy, but it wasn't as glorious as Britney's umbrella moment. But,
no,
you know.
She came close, but there's no meltdown like a Britney meltdown.
So now, is Britney still wearing a wig, or is that legit hair now? Because it still looks kind of off.
Extensions. Yeah.
I'm not good at that. I no idea, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now we are going to talk about a musician.
Thank goodness. Okay.
Our next category is called Musical Firsts. What was Beyoncé's first number one single as a solo artist after leaving Destiny's Child?
Locked in.
Wow, that was fast.
Yep.
Okay. All right. obviously Survivor. She's still with Destiny's Child.
By the way, we do have a history of bad singing on this show. So if you need to sing to help you come up with your answer, feel free.
It's not Halo. It might be Irreplaceable.
Gosh, now I'm starting to second guess myself, but I'm not going to do that.
Well, you can't change it anyway, so it doesn't matter.
No, well, I started to write something else down, but I changed my mind.
The only thing I can, the closest, the oldest I can think of trying to go back that was one of my favorite songs of hers was Irreplaceable, because it was like, to the left, get your, I was used to improv.
Is that
like,
what she says?
Yeah.
No.
Are you serious?
No, she doesn't say the bad words, but that's what you add in to make it hilarious.
Oh.
I was the only one laughing, but it was a good time for myself. So I'm going to go with Irreplaceable, because that's the best. That's the farthest I can go back.
Okay.
Okay. I went with Crazy in Love.
Crazy in Love. All right. The answer is Dangerously in Love. Dangerously in Love was her first number one single as a solo artist.
That went to number one?
Yes, it did.
That was not even one of her good songs. I'm Googling that after we're done here.
Go for it. I'll put an addendum on my next show and say, hey, guys, by the way, Kelly was wrong.
Yeah. Because when you're talking Beyonce, that's right in my wheelhouse, brother.
That's your categories, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think Dangerously in Love went to number one, but...
We can double check right now.
She has Dangerously in Love, and then she has Crazy in Love. That's Beyonce.
That's why I double checked, because you made me think, oh crap! Well, did somebody write the name of the song wrong?
No, or I thought maybe that was the name of the album. No, okay, I trust you.
Hey guys, this is Jonathan breaking in from the future again. I know I did this last episode too. I don't want it to become a habit. But I made an egregious mistake with this question. I did not double check the answer that I was provided, and it turns out that I was wrong. Kelly should not have trusted me. I was clearly untrustworthy. The correct answer here is Crazy in Love off of the album Dangerously in Love. Kelly should have gotten 10 points for this question. Hopefully it won't screw up her result in the end. You'll have to keep listening to find out. Sorry about that. Back to the show. Category 3 in round 3 is winning.
All right.
Michael Voltaggio, Kristen Kish, and Richard Blaze were all winners of what Bravo reality competition show?
Oh, God. All right, Bravo has a lot of those, like, cooking shows. Oh, wait, you're not locked in yet, are you?
No, but thank you for that. Because I was, like, not even going that direction.
I always forget that. All right, let me think here.
I'm locked in with a guess.
All right, Anna says she's written it down.
I am locked in with a guess.
So, Kelly, you go first. What is your guess?
My guess is Top Chef.
Okay. Anna, what did you say?
That's what I said, Top Chef.
Top Chef. I am betting that Kelly just gave you those points, Anna, because the answer is Top Chef.
Dang it!
When you lose, Kelly, this is going to be replaying in your mind when you can't sleep tonight. This moment's just...
In my sleep, it's going to be like a failed play in the Super Bowl at the final minute.
Yeah, oh my god!
This one,
I'm gonna be in my attic going laces out from like Ace Ventura. Yeah.
Wow!
You're like, damn it, crazy in love. What was it?
After round 3, the score is 50-40 with Anna in the lead.
Oh my gosh! I'm gonna throw my computer out the window.
Don't do that! Don't do that, because I can't pay to replace it.
Okay.
The midpoint category is infomercials, and here's how it's going to work.
Okay.
There's going to be 4 right answers, and they're worth 5 points each.
Okay.
So here we go. I have a list of 4 products that were originally sold via infomercial.
Okay.
I'm going to name the product, and I want you to tell me the name of the pitch man or woman who sold each product. The products that you want to name the pitch man for are ShamWow, OxyClean, Tybo, and Stop the Insanity. And I'll read those four again.
Okay.
ShamWow, OxyClean, Tybo, and Stop the Insanity. I want to know the name of the person who is selling us those products.
Okay. This is a lot of answers. Oh, I almost said the name out loud. Hang on.
I can picture each of them vividly, and there are like zero names popping up.
Uh-oh. You know their faces and not their names?
Yes.
I'm locked in 3 out of 4.
That's not locked in, then.
Oh, crap. Okay.
I've got best guesses, but I'm about as good as I'm going to get at this point.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that at this point and I should know this because I did Tybo in the 90s.
Oh, you should definitely know that person's name.
We all had the videotapes and would work out to them, but I cannot. Where are you at, Anna? Are you locked in?
I mean, it's like...
She hates her answers, so she's not willing to say that yet.
Yeah. I mean, they're like, they're not real answers. I mean, it's like...
She's like, that dude with the shirt.
Yeah. I'm like, no. Crazy guy caught with a prostitute. Does that count?
No, Hugh Grant is not correct.
Well, no, one of these guys was caught with a prostitute and got arrested.
Oh, yeah, I think I know which one.
Okay.
All right. Are we good to go?
Yeah.
All right. Anna, are you going to stick with what you got?
Yeah.
Okay, so who wants to go first?
Okay, I will go first. The guy that was caught with the prostitute was Vince, I want to say Schlom?
I don't need a last name for that one.
So then the second one was Billy Mays, and the Tybo guy, I am almost positive, is Billy Blanks.
Okay.
And I have no idea who the fourth one is.
No idea who the fourth one is?
No.
Okay, Anna, who did you have?
Okay, so I had Vince, and that's all I had. And then I had Mays, and that's all I had. And then I had Hot Black Guy and Suzanne White.
Okay.
I think we should give her like one. Is each answer worth 5 points?
Each answer is worth 5 points.
I would like to donate 1 point to her for her hot black guy answer. Can I do
that? I'm pretty sure a hot black guy costs more than 1 point. Just saying. okay, so here are the correct answers. ShamWow was Vince. Good job. OxyClean. I'll never forget this guy. Billy Mays here.
Yes, he
always did. Billy Mays.
He died.
I know.
That was a really sad death too.
No.
They had to replace him by a guy who looks and talks just like him. That guy's name's Phil Swift. All right, Tybo was Billy Blanks.
Yeah.
Good job, Kelly. And the last one, you were so close, Anna. Her name is Susan Powder.
Oh, is she that little skinny bald girl?
Yes, the one with the shaved platinum hair head. Yeah. She has hair now. So let's see. We had 3 right for Kelly. We had 2 right for Anna. So that's 15 versus 10. That means after the halftime, it is 60 to 55 in Anna's favor.
All right.
I should have just said Suzanne and not said the white. You know, now I'm learning.
Well, no, you have to give. You can give a. Vince was special because he never gave his last name in a lot of the commercials.
You're right. Okay.
Well, but otherwise, I require a last name.
I would like to throw a flag on the field. Did you give her 5 points for Mays because she didn't have Billy Mays?
Well, Mays is his last name. That's Jeopardy rules. If you say the last name for somebody, you get it right.
Jeopardy sucks.
As long as it's not Johnson or Smith or something like that, but if it's somebody like Mays, that's good enough.
Your game, your rules.
If he would have taken points away, Kelly, my mood would have shifted, and this would have been the claws would have came out after that.
Maybe I should have done it just for that then.
All right, guys, so that's the end of the first half. Let's take a minute and talk a little bit about Loot Crate. Chris and I got to open up a Loot Crate box tonight, and we had some really cool stuff. This was the March box. It came with an awesome Alien versus Predator toy and a Spock versus Evil Spock t-shirt. There was a Superman versus Batman wallet, and there was probably my favorite item was a Daredevil Punisher reversible knit cap. So we're going to do something cool. We are going to have a little contest where some of that stuff can find its way home to you. That's right. What are we going to put up for grabs here? We're going to put the Daredevil Punisher knit cap up for grabs. We're going to put the Superman versus Batman wallet up for grabs, and we're going to put the Alien versus Predator doll up for grabs. Those items will all go to one lucky winner. Here's how the game is going to be played. If you want to be entered into the drawing to see who wins the gear, you need to be signed up as a Warhead on the TrivialWarfare.com website. Go to TrivialWarfare.com, hit the Become a Warhead button, and just send me an entry form, and you will be entered into the drawing. If you're already a Warhead signed up on the website, then you're already entered. This is not the same as the Facebook group, guys, so if you haven't registered officially through the website, you need to do that in order to be eligible to win. And after a couple of weeks, we're going to do the drawing, and I'll reach out via email to the winner, and we will ship you your knit cap, your wallet, and your Alien vs. Predator toy. Now, that's all cool stuff that came in this month's pack. Next month, remember, the theme is Quest. That's going to have some Harry Potter stuff, some Viking stuff, and a cool wearable featuring David Bowie in Labyrinth. So if you haven't signed up yet, remember, you can sign up by going to lootcrate.com/TWA, and you can use the TWA coupon code to get a discount off of your first box. I hope you guys go sign up, and remember, go to TrivialWarfare.com and become a Warhead to enter yourself into the drawing for some of the cool stuff from this month's box. All right, now back to the show. Okay, moving into the fourth round. The first category is celebrity couples.
Yes! This is something I'm awesome at!
Uh-oh. Here we go. Gwyneth Paltrow and what Coldplay frontman divorced in 2015?
Okay, obviously, he's the lead singer of Coldplay, and I just think...
Is that your thinking voice?
Yes. Because I just talked about him the other day because I hated that he was... the whole Jennifer Lawrence thing really creeped me out. I was very opposed.
What Jennifer Lawrence thing? I don't know anything about that.
He dated her right after his divorce, and it just gave me the heebie-jeebies. I didn't like it.
She's way too fun for him.
Well, she's young. It was kind of like, oh, you're going to the super young...
Is he not allowed to have fun?
No. You're married and with children. Moses is at home while you're out with Jennifer Lawrence. I mean, come on. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. No, I can't lose to this question because I know it. Coldplay. Chris. Chris.
Bong, bong.
There's not actually a time limit on the question. But I appreciate you going whole hog and getting the whole song out.
So I can go like make a sandwich or whatever while she tries to figure this out.
Go let your pig in, all right? Your cute little Rocky. Go find
him. It's not
going to
be
somewhere.
A BLT, is it?
They're actually not bothered.
No, Rocky's her kid. It's not her pig.
Yeah. She said Rocky or my pig.
Oh, I thought she was calling your pig your son.
No. He's adorable. I wouldn't say, but, you know, he's causing mischief somewhere, so you got to find out what he's up to. Moses, Apple. If I could just think of their... Oh, It's completely out of my brain. I'm deeply depressed about this. It's done. I'm throwing in the towel.
All right. Kelly, what is the correct answer?
Well, first of all, I would like to point out they prefer that you refer to it as a conscious uncoupling. And the answer is Chris Martin.
Chris Martin is correct.
It's like Susan Powder. I'm going to be the one up tonight, angry.
Did you say a conscious uncoupling?
Yes, that's how they announced it. When they got a divorce, they didn't call it a divorce. They said that they are doing a conscious uncoupling.
That's
stupid.
That was major headlines. I'm surprised you missed it, Jonathan. She got made fun of so ruthlessly for that.
Really? No, hey, I don't.
She's such a weirdo. I just cannot even stand her anymore. She gave away a smoothie recipe on her stupid website the other day. It cost $200 to make the damn smoothie.
Yeah.
That woman is so out of touch with reality. She is on another planet. All right, more celebrity couples now?
Actually, your next category is superheroes.
Uh-oh.
Round four, category two is superheroes. What rock band took its name from the sidekick of a fictional superhero from The Simpsons?
Okay, I know The Simpsons. All right, I am locked in because I have an answer popping in my head, and I don't want to overthink it, so I'm writing it.
Okay.
You know, I haven't seen The Simpsons since I was probably in the sixth grade, so I'm just going to say Smithers. That's all I got.
That's right.
I know he's not a
superhero.
It was
the superhero Monty Burns and his amazing sidekick, Smithers.
Yeah, that would be
Smithers,
amazing.
I need to. Okay, Kelly, what did you say?
I said Fallout Boy.
Fallout Boy is correct.
Yes!
Well
Good
done.
Job.
Well done.
Now, do you know who the hero was? What the hero's name was?
No, that is an answer first of all, I love the band Fallout Boy, so I must have at some point heard that they got their name from that show, because that's the first answer that popped in my head.
The hero's name was Radioactive Man.
Oh.
And so Fallout Boy was his sidekick. Okay, round four, question three. The category is pseudonyms.
Now that means fake names, right?
Yes.
Woohoo!
You're right on top of this. Here's the question.
Okay.
Aubrey Graham started from the bottom, but now he's reached the top. By what name is he more well known?
Locked in.
Aubrey Graham? I don't even know who that is.
That's because you know their pseudonym. That's the question.
We can't know like what they're famous for.
I can repeat the question. That's the best I can do.
Oh, he's a real stickler for the rules.
I know.
Well, anything
right?
I say, she's already locked in.
Yeah, Kelly, why are you not talking? You need to start talking more. What's wrong with you?
Kelly, has anybody ever told you to start talking more?
No.
No, that's a first, isn't it?
That has never happened in my entire life until today.
I'll read the question again. Aubrey Graham started from the bottom, but now he's reached the top. By what name is he more well known?
I honestly have no idea. I don't want to waste anybody's time. I have no idea.
Okay. Is your crying uncle?
Yes.
Okay, Kelly.
All right. So I am chocolate on the inside, and I know my rappers inside and out. So that is Drake.
The answer is Drake.
Woo-hoo!
Good job. So, Anna, this is probably my favorite question of the entire episode. Started from the Bottom is the name of one of his big hits.
Oh.
And so there was a clue inside the question there.
All I know is Call Me on the Telephone and He Dances Weird. That's all I know. I just can't get into Drake.
You can call me on my cell phone.
Yeah, and that dance move. I have a meme.
Yeah.
A gif where he's, playing tennis. It's good. I mean, so, you know, all right. Now, this is turning out badly for me. What's the score now?
I was about to say that was a huge round for Kelly.
Yeah.
She got all three right, and you got all three wrong.
He asked me about celebrity couples and rappers. That's what I study. So
and superheroes.
Yeah. Don't be discouraged, because if he does any more literature crap, it's all yours, sister.
Yes. Well, you got that one right, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I did.
The score.
I'm sorry. I have a really short-term memory. I'm like Dory on Nemo. Where's the boat?
The score is 85 to 60.
That's what I'm talking about!
Still reachable. There's no reason that there can't be a comeback here, but that was a big round. Okay, round five. Category one is television.
Eh.
Here we go.
Okay.
Brian Dunkelman was one of the original hosts of what popular television show?
Locked In.
Oh, we both think we know this one. All right, Anna, I'll let you go first.
American Idol.
Kelly, what did you say?
American Idol!
Woo! Well done. The answer's American Idol. Can you imagine being poor Brian Dunkelman?
I know. I can't believe he hasn't jumped off a bridge yet. Good for him.
Ryan Seacrest is like the owner of the world now.
Yeah.
He's one of the most powerful people in Hollywood at this point. And Brian will always be a Dunkelman.
I think he's like had to pick up like a meditation practice because that's like the only way you can get through the feelings of jealousy and that crap.
I hope he's healthy. I hope he's a great dude.
He's made a pretty good joke about it lately. He has a good sense of humor about it, so it's all right.
He does, but how much do you want to bet that he has a voodoo doll somewhere in his house with Ryan Seacrest's face on it?
Yeah, well, but it's totally not working. He needs to invest in a more expensive voodoo doll.
Yeah.
Okay. Round five, category two is cartoons. Question is, what cartoon studio had such cartoon hits like The Jetsons, The Herculoids, and The Smurfs? I want you to name the cartoon studio that had hits with The Jetsons, The Herculoids, and The Smurfs.
I'm going to go ahead and throw in my white flag now and say that I'm not even going to be able to kind of guess that.
Oh, wow.
A cartoon studio.
Yes.
So,
Kelly, you're done? You're giving in?
Yes, because, listen, it sounds like he had a bunch of his, like, comic book nerd friends write these questions, and I'm not going to get that one. I'm not even going to try.
Do you remember the Jetsons?
I do, because they had that little robot on a hoverboard.
There's nothing comic booky about the Jetsons. It's from the 80s.
I know, but I was like 4 years old in the 80s.
Oh, you're a youngster.
I'm not that young, but
you were 4 years old the entire 80s. That means you turned 5 in the 90s, right?
No, well, I was born in 78, so I turned 2 in the 80s. I can't do math. That's why I host a podcast and don't do anything smart.
I see. Hey.
I've got a guess. It's probably wrong, but I've got a guess. So since she's thrown in the white flag,
yep.
Then I'm going to say my best guess is Warner Brothers, but since he didn't say Looney Tunes, I'm probably wrong, but that's the best I got.
Okay. The correct answer is Hanna-Barbera.
Oh!
You remember Hanna-Barbera?
They did the Flintstones, didn't they?
I think they did.
Yep. If you would have said Flintstones, I'd have gotten it.
Okay, the round five, category three is music.
Okay.
In the song, I'm Gonna Be by The Proclaimers,
yep.
How many miles does the singer promise to walk just to fall down at your door?
We're like, really? That's the easiest question ever. Locked in.
Okay, Kelly says she's locked in, Anna.
Wait a minute. Repeat that question.
Okay.
Repeat that question.
So you're not locked in yet, then, is what you're saying. Okay, well, let me read it again. In the song, I'm Gonna Be by The Proclaimers, how many miles does the singer promise to walk just to fall down at your door?
Okay,
so she's locked in? Or
locked in. Yep.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm thinking, I'm like, I will walk 500 miles and I will walk but there's 1,000, so I think it's I will walk 10,000 miles and then I will walk 500 more. I think that's it.
So how many miles are you saying your answer is?
She said
1,000. Uh-oh, she's happy about that answer. Because
she hasn't really said anything yet. She's given me three answers.
She's happy with that answer.
I need an official answer from you.
Okay, well...
She looks like she's doing math over there. I swear, I see a slide rule.
I'm like singing it in my head, though. It's like, I will walk not 1,000. That doesn't sound right. Kelly really liked 10,000 as an answer, so that's a red flag.
She's like, you locked in? You locked in? You locked in on that one? Or 10,000? You locked in?
I need to wear a shock collar, and everything I do something stupid, then Jonathan can buzz me.
But do you really, really want to do that?
No.
Because I like watching funny things. So I don't know if that would work out well for you.
1,000 doesn't sound right. I will walk 1,000 miles. That doesn't sound right. I will walk 5,000 miles. Like 5,000 seems better. I'm going to go with 5,000. Damn it.
Okay, 5,000. Kelly, what did you write down?
Well, in the song he says, I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
Dirty SOB. It was a tricky question.
It was a tricky question.
Tricky question.
We got tricked with this. Chris is my co-host. We were at a pub quiz the other day, and we got that question, word for word. And we wrote down 500 as fast as we can and took it up to the stage. And it was only when he said, the answer is 1,000 miles, that we almost fell out of our chairs. It's like, what? And then he quotes it. And we're like, oh my God, you had to add them together.
That's why I asked you to repeat the question. I immediately wrote down 500.
I realized that when you asked it too. I was so proud of you.
Thank you.
Well done.
At least she said locked in. But you know what? Listen, I'm feeling generous. Yeah. So go continue.
Okay. After round five, the score is 105-70. Okay. Round six, your first category is award winners.
Okay.
In 1998, what American woman became the only person to win an Oscar and an Emmy for lead actress in the same year?
So, I was in college. All right. I think I've got a guess.
Yeah, I've got a guess. So I guess I could be locked in. I can't do any better, I don't think. Unless Kelly keeps talking, in which case, well.
Which is very likely.
I've noticed that you've been slow to lock in ever since you realized that she might spit some extra clues out to you.
Okay, I am not confident in my guess. Are you locked in, Anna?
Yeah, I suppose.
I think that it's Helen Hunt.
Okay. Anna, what did you say?
I have Sally Field.
Wow, Sally Field.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we both wrong?
The winner of those awards won for Mad About You and As Good As It Gets.
Yes! Yes!
The actress is Helen Hunt.
Woo!
I am supremely impressed that you got that right. That was a challenging question.
That was challenging, and I only knew it because of the movie, and then I couldn't even have told you the name of her sitcom. I just knew that she had one that came on after Friends.
Wow.
That was a good one.
Okay, the second question in round six. The category is heroes and villains.
I'm going to suck at this.
On AFI's 2003 list of the favorite movie heroes and villains of all time, what is the only character that appears on both lists?
I am locked in with a guess.
Locked in with a guess, okay.
Okay, there's Spider-Man, because I feel like I recall him turning black at some point, which would make him a villain, I think. I don't watch this stuff. And then there's Hulk, who can be bad, but then he shows up and then he's good sometimes, I guess. All right, I'm going to go with Spider-Man.
Okay, Spider-Man is Anna's answer. Kelly, what did you lock in with?
I also locked in Spider-Man for the same reason that she said, is that when my son Rocky was little, I remember him having a red Spider-Man outfit and a black Spider-Man outfit for Halloween. So,
yeah,
that's what I went with.
I think you're going to recognize this character pretty quickly. He was a hero in the sequel to the first movie, but in the first movie, he was the villain. The movies were Terminator 1 and 2. It was Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Terminator.
I thought we were doing... Is he a superhero?
I didn't say superhero.
You didn't?
No, what? I never said superhero. I said heroes and villains. And that's because the name of the list are the favorite heroes and the favorite villains.
Look at my face. Not impressed. Okay. Not impressed.
Not impressed.
Guys, you should see these ladies giving me the evil eye on that question.
Dude, bring
I
on.
Was so proud of myself. I was like, wait, I swear in a commercial I've seen him in a black outfit. It's
he
Spider-Man.
Was in a black outfit, but Spider-Man's never been a bad guy. He was a good guy, even in the black outfit.
Whoever wrote that question can suck it.
Okay, last question. So your new category is sports. What championship boxer originally had his name attached to the Nintendo video game Punch-Out?
Locked in.
Easy.
Oh.
Wait.
Anna, you go ahead and write it down. If she wants to talk, then she can talk after you've written it down.
Yeah, I mean, I'm having a hard time. I'm pretty sure it's Evander Holyfield, so.
Wait, I didn't say give a name. Why are you doing this to me?
I'm locked in.
Originally, that is what's throwing me off, because I obviously know who had the game, but I don't know that. That's making me think that that is a trick question, that maybe there was somebody before him. But you know what? I've always been taught to go with your first instinct, so I'm not going to overthink this. I'm locked in.
So, Kelly, go ahead and give me your answer.
Mike Tyson.
Anna, what did you write down?
Mike Tyson.
You trying to trick me.
Obviously.
Can I see it on your paper, please? Mike Tyson.
I was trying to get her confused.
I had a feeling you were doing that, and I was really hoping that you had it written down so I wouldn't have any arguing about it. Okay, so that was the end of our regulation game.
Okay.
Kelly has a pretty good lead. Okay. It is 125 to 80.
Okay. Great.
But anything can happen in the final category. So here's how this is going to work. I'm going to name the category for you. You're going to write down your wager. Kelly, you can wager up to 125 points. Anna, you can wager up to 80 points. You don't have to wager anything, but you can wager any number you want as long as you have that number of points. The category is music. All right, Anna, do you have your wager ready?
I do.
Kelly, do you have your wager ready?
Yes.
The New Kids on the Block brought boy bands to a new generation when they hit the scene in the late 80s. I want you to name all five original members.
In My Sleep.
Wow. She sounds cocky, Anna.
Well, when you're talking about New Kids on the Block and I'm a kid of the 80s or the 90s,
you can't even figure out what decade you're in anymore.
I know. Well, they technically were in both.
I need full names, by the way.
Oh, the right stuff. First time was a quick time. Second time had twist. Third and the fourth
taking
time.
Taking out my earbuds because that's not helping at all.
Do you know, fun fact.
Okay.
I almost got thrown in the like arena jail 2 years ago because it was always on my bucket list to throw my bra at Donnie Wahlberg.
Okay. By the way, you just gave her one of the answers.
Oh, crap.
Wait, what did she say?
Oh my God, she didn't hear you.
That's what you take. That's what you get for taking out your headphones over my bad singing.
She literally just said one of the answers.
Anyway. So my tickets weren't up at the stage, so I run and I throw my bra at him, and it hits the side of the stage and slides off. And so it didn't make it, so then I had to pass the barrier to pick up my bra and throw it again, and the security guard grabbed me by the shoulders and said, "What the hell is wrong with you?" And I said, "I've always wanted to throw my bra at beep, 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 beep." And he's like, just go back to your seat. So I almost like got kicked out of the concert.
So I have to ask, I've always wondered this. If you're planning on throwing your bra on stage, do you actually throw your real bra that you're wearing, or do you bring a spare?
No, I brought a spare because I've got big girls, if you know what I mean.
Did you buy one special for this event?
No, but I was not going to throw a skanky one up there.
No, absolutely not.
Anna, are you writing?
I'm thinking because there's what, give me like 30 seconds or like a minute or whatever you can give me because I'm stuck on a last name. So. I can't. Go ahead. I can go first. I'm going to say Donnie Wahlberg, Joey McIntyre, Jonathan Knight, Jordan Knight, and Danny Mac. I have no idea what his last name is.
Oh, gosh. That's so hard.
All right.
Okay, Kelly, what do you have written down?
I'll read them in order of hotness, okay? Hottest, for sure, is Donnie Wahlberg. Surprisingly, as he's grown older, Danny Wood, not Danny Mac, Danny Wood, has gotten much, much hotter.
Terrible. He was ugly then, he's ugly now.
He grew into his face. I swear to God, you gotta see him.
You make it sound like an alien.
I saw him on the Wahlberg show, and I was like, still not turning out too well, but all right.
And then, of course, we've got Joey McIntyre, who I love. Jonathan Knight, is adorable, but he bats for the other team. And fifth good looking for me is Jordan Knight, just because, I don't know, I was never a Jordan girl. My big button was the Donnie button, so.
Anna, how much did you wager?
I went all in, so I'm at a big fat goose egg.
And Kelly, what did you wager?
Well, I actually assumed that she would go all in.
Okay.
And so I added what I would need to beat her if she got the question right and added 5 points. So I wagered 50.
50. Okay. So the final score, Kelly wins 175-0 in our first pop culture episode.
Oh, oh, oh.
Well done.
Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. The right stuff.
That's her celebratory song.
Well, I got to say, I got to give it up to Anna, though. She knew a lot of stuff, but I got some really good categories. When you're throwing the 90s at me and you're talking about New Kids on the Block and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I Kelly can now go to bed. Look at her. See how happy she is? She was really upset in the beginning. Now she's glowing.
Congratulations, Kelly. That's a big win. Great job. Tell everybody the names of your shows again and where they can find you, okay?
All right. So my name is Kelly Mano. I host the Kelly Mano Show. It is sassy, classy, and a bit smart-assy. The easiest way to find my show is just go to kellymano.com. That's KELLYMANNO.com. But you can also find me on Blog Talk Radio and iTunes.
All right. And Anna, tell them about yourself.
All right. I am the founder of Ha Ha's for Hoo Ha's, the hilarious, funny website for women. And you can listen to the Ha Ha's for Hoo Ha's podcast. Please subscribe. I'm supposed to say that all the time because I always forget to say that. And you'll do a lot of laughing. And Ha Ha's for Hoo Ha's is on all platforms. And you can follow my author page at Anna Lind Thomas.
I'll tell you what, Anna, I've had so much fun. I'm going to subscribe to your show the minute we sign off.
Damn right. See, now she's feeling charitable because she's a winner.
You got one. All right, guys. So you heard their websites. You heard what they're like. Go give them a try. Their shows are really good. I want you to go. I want you to subscribe. That'll be great. That's Anna. That's Kelly. I'm Jonathan. And this is Trivial Warfare, where it's not just trivia, it's war. Bye, guys.
Bye.
I'm tempted to put a cough drop in, but I'm not going to because that'll sound terrible.
Whatever makes...
I had to have one in and there was a lot of me sucking sounds. I had to apologize in the beginning of the podcast. I was like, you will hear me sucking on something and it'll gross you out. Fight through it with me. We're in this together.
Yeah. And I already suck bad enough. I don't need a sucking sound to go with it.